Hey guys, I'm Megan Smiley and this is The Escape Plan. For those of you who've followed the rules and worked really hard to climb the ladder, but you're looking around thinking, is this it? This is my life? I hear you. You want more. You want freedom, fulfillment, purpose. But you don't see how that's going to happen in the traditional work world. You're entrepreneurship curious, but it seems daunting, risky, and probably unrealistic. But in this podcast, I'm going to help you see just how possible it is to build a business and, by extension, the life that you'll genuinely love waking up to every morning. I'm Megan Smiley, your host of The Escape Pod, and this episode is brought to you by my Freedom Business Incubator. It's a three-month one-on-one coaching container where I help you get your entrepreneurial dream off the ground. The first step is clarifying your life vision so that you build a business that supports it. Second, we pick a business plan that is rooted in your unique strengths, interests, and goals, so that you're excited and confident about taking this leap. Third, we create a marketing plan to launch your business on the side and create a roadmap for taking it full time. And finally, woven throughout all of this is working through any fears, resistance, or challenges that come up during this process. And believe me, they come up for all of us. But we deal with them head on so that nothing gets in the way of you taking this plan and making it a reality. Hey guys, so today I wanted to talk to you about how we define success. The way we've been trained to see it is this sort of standard, get highly educated, find a good paying job and a certain kind of job, one that has some prestige to it, that people respect, and to work your way up the ladder of authority, and that you work hard for it, that, you know, success comes from this hard work that you're putting in. And then there are these ancillary things of, you know, because you work so hard and have this success that, you know, it also ties to having a nice home and a nice car and nice things. And that is one version of success. But if you're honest and you think about whether those things are your definition or just you off the top of your head are thinking like, okay, what do I think of when I think of success? How much of it feels like it's coming from other people, either specific other people or just kind of people at large, society, friends? Because I, you know, after years of my podcast and interviewing recovering lawyers, plus God only knows how many other conversations I've had with people, you know, I could tell you so many people go into law at least because either there's sort of a family pressure of like, you're smart, you should do this, like you should make the most of that and be successful. Or there's a money pressure because you want to be successful and make money and achieve a stability. Or some of us, and I fall into this category, I just didn't really have any great other idea. And it was sort of like, yeah, it was safe. People sort of were like, yeah, that's a sensible thing to do. No one questioned it because it's a pretty respectable bet to take. And, you know, because people just sort of seem to think that this kind of career is de facto makes you a success. So if you can do it, yeah, all right, that's what we pursue. Oftentimes not really asking ourselves whether the outcome of that success is what we want. But then this version of success becomes super wrapped up in our identity. You know, we are lawyers, we are doctors, we are investment bankers, we are nurses, or whatever career you're in, you really start to take on that identity that comes with that sort of prestige and success, and it can be hard to let go of. It's almost like a little bit of a drug, and it can be tricky because, for example, I left practice and I wasn't too in my head about it. Like, I didn't want to be a lawyer and I was mostly okay with that. And I didn't think I was particularly caught up in the perception of me being a lawyer and that somehow being impressive. But when I moved to working at the law school and I was in an administrative role, I would run programs for foreign lawyers and judges who'd come in, and you know, they would ask what my role was, but I always felt like I needed to sort of let them know, like, listen, I'm an administrator, but I'm also a corporate lawyer. So I don't know if I perceived that they were going to treat me differently or with more respect if they knew that I had that background, or if it would, you know, whether they would or not. It was certainly in my head that I kind of wanted them to know this, you know, marker about myself, which in retrospect, what difference does it make? But it does get in there, and it really kind of like, it can be hard to separate your internal sense of being successful and valuable from these external markers of success that you've had along the way, and ones that you worked really hard and you did put a lot of time and effort into achieving. And so it's natural, but I just challenge you to sort of list what success means to you off the top of your head and then ask whether at your core that's really true. Is success sort of a certain income level, a certain prestige level, whatever? Or are there other things that make you successful in life that aren't on that list? One way to think about this is sort of work success versus life success. You know, here we are. We obviously live in just a patriarchal capitalist world. So a certain kind of work tends to be viewed as the most valuable. And it's the kind of work that a lot of us are doing. But is it successful to raise a happy family? That's a whole can of worms that I could go into a separate episode on. Is it successful to have time to pursue hobbies just for fun? Is it successful if you're a supportive, present friend? Is it successful because you spend time on personal development and trying to be just the best person you can be? We don't think of these things as quote unquote success, but in life, if you show up and do them, you know, don't they add to the success of your life? And a way to sort of get at these is, what do you value? What are the things in your life that you value? And if you live up to those values, that is its own success. So let's diversify our definition of what we're even talking about when we talk about success, because I think it's keeping a lot of people stuck consciously or subconsciously that, oh, I can't go from this kind of level 10 success job to a level 5. You know, maybe that looks like a less prestigious job or a fledgling business where you have to start as a beginner again. And that can be very uncomfortable, and we avoid it because somehow we've decided that that would make us less successful. And there's also this idea around success that it's hard earned, that, you know, that's what makes it successful. Not everybody can go get these advanced degrees and get these high paying jobs, and you worked your ass off to get it. And even when you get there, you have to keep working, and sort of the long hours are a badge of honor in a way, showing you, listen, like, I am working hard for this success, and that is where my value is. And it's so caught up in, you know, this concept of success with this grind culture. And I know, like, a lot of people feel like if they don't thrive in that environment, that somehow they aren't a success, like they can't cut it. This idea of not being able to cut it, I think, sits heavily with a lot of people. But does that mean it's not, you're not successful if you can't cut it in this one, you know, very specific environment? And so think about, could you possibly believe that your work could be easy, make money, and you could feel like a success? I mean, think about it. Like, we're all putting up with like these sort of miserable conditions because that's the cost of success. But what if we redefined it for ourselves and rethought what we had to do? Not only like, is doing something less stressful successful, but opening our thought to, and I could still make money, because I'm not saying that your definition of success needs to be, you know, leave out the money part. You can still want to be, you know, have enough money to live the life that you want to live. But is the only way that you can successfully earn that in one of these very grind culture-y type environments? So, you know, when I work with people, that idea that you could be successful at making money and it could be easy feels like things that cannot exist in the same sentence. And I just invite you to ponder a little bit on whether or not you think that, whether you feel that, and whether it's true. There are just so many things that we get caught up in certain thought processes around leaving a traditional prestigious industry, let alone if what you want to do is what I help people with, which is start heart-centered businesses. It's like this idea of like, what the hell is that compared to what I did? But you know, if you're listening to this, you probably are a little curious about how to move beyond sort of the culture that we have been all sort of raised in, like sort of the career culture. So I just invite you to challenge some of these things. I tell you this not because it's like innovative thought on my part, but just because sometimes we just haven't thought to look at things through a different lens. And so just, you know, sit down and really consider if you get quiet and really think about it, what success means to you and how you would define it and what the elements of your life would look like to be successful for you. And I think you might find that it isn't what you originally thought it would look like. So a little food for thought today on success. And all right.